Kuzuzangpula, I'm Sonam Yangjin. Welcome to the RIX podcast. Today, on the 5th September 2025, we bring to you a special episode to mark the first raising day of Kyaltsung, Bhutan's national service. His Majesty the King established Kyaltsung to actualize the potential of our youth and build a strong, secure, and prosperous nation. RIX is proud to partner with Kyaltsung to provide courses in leadership skills across all the academies. The RIX sessions at the Kyaltsung academies are aligned with the royal vision and designed to build greater confidence and to equip our youth with the mindset and tools needed to become conscientious, dependable, and contributory citizens. As I traveled across the country visiting the academies, I was deeply moved by the depth and the scale of the royal vision. Interacting with the youth from across the nation and those living abroad was a deeply emotional experience for me. This past June, I sat down with 12 cadets who shared their reflections and thoughts on the impact of the national service. From the skills they're gaining to Bhutan they envision, young Bhutanese are finding purpose, forging dreams, and holding on to moments that will shape them forever. To truly understand what Kyaltsung means, we bring you candid voices from the academies.
My name is Kyaltsung Lodral Yezer Wanchu, and I finished my class 12 from Bangkok. And I'm currently attending Kyaltsung Academy Kotoka, and I'm undergoing the second batch, first cohort of Kyaltsung. I'm 2 months, 2 weeks down my Kyaltsung journey and another 2 more weeks to go. So my initial thoughts on Kyaltsung, it was filled with doubt as to whether Kyaltsung would be worth the sacrifice and time I would put rather than moving on to college as all my peers move forward and I would be left almost a year behind or more. So I did have the option to get an exemption since I got accepted into universities elsewhere. But then listening to His Majesty's address on December 17th, 2023 on National Day, he talked about his Majesty's concern about our youth, about the drug issues, the social issues we're having, and a lot to do about the youth and unemployment. And with that, he also talked about his aspirations and hopes for us, the youth, and how GMC is coming about to help solve all these issues, and that GMC was for us, the youth. And hearing His Majesty's address, it placed a deep sense of responsibility on my shoulder, that as a youth, it is also my duty to my country to help come back and serve it as well. So after putting much thought, my first step of how I would shoulder that responsibility was Kyaltsung. So now, as I'm almost 2 months and 2 weeks into my Kyaltsung journey, which is almost coming to an end, Kyaltsung to me was what I expected it to be and much more than that. So was it worth the time and sacrifice? Definitely it was worth the time and sacrifice. Kyaltsung has made me realize that boundaries can definitely be pushed and your mind has a lot to do with what can be and cannot be done. For instance, I was running a 10km run, which I expected personally to complete it in an hour or more. But to my surprise, with a lot of pressure and support from Lebes along the 10km route and from friends, I completed it in 49 minutes, which I thought was quite impossible to do. So that's one thing Kyaltsung has made me realize, that mind has a lot to do with what can be done. One thing I've learned how to appreciate, time and discipline. And then Kyaltsung also has made me realize that being a Bhutanese is much more than being called a Bhutanese on the passport and CID card. Being a Bhutanese is a result of the accumulation of hundreds of years of worth of history and sacrifice from our forefathers, our monarchs. So I say being a Bhutanese has a lot to do with our rich culture and traditions, to our moral values, and our upbringing. And that's what Kyaltsung has made me realize here. I would like to say that as my Kyaltsung journey comes to an end, I am not only proud to call myself a proud Kyaltsup, but also a very proud Bhutanese citizen.
Dari geo dijigolu ngarakatule miselu nesuji pabgobel. Da gyakabna nosum lishmetandil. Tsagi bagdibe. Melom tapdi ta Kyaltsung semichi gutsugobe national service dizumgi lerim jenda maruji ta jizuni ditsugumide chegi alugi denle nigi alugi denle ngache alugi tenle mangpa gi mise de buji gi tenle kar dingri zoni gutem zoni gup shep zoni no shep zoni dar na tsaw sum lu cha shu su pe zoni gi no sum tan di be da gel sung se logic gi jongder gi lerim ji na jun su gi tendele zogo be
My name is Gilsup Yangchin Tsering, and I've been studying in the States for 9 years, and I graduated high school there, and I've been accepted to University of Utah, and I have finished my first semester, and I decided to take a semester off to join the National Service. Well, before coming to Kaesong, living in another country, I felt as though I didn't really have the right to speak or think about being a part of Bhutan's future. But through Kaesong, I have realized that I have all the rights to think about the future of Bhutan and how I want to help. With that, I dream of a Bhutan that will continue the protection of the environment and keep building and developing the modern Bhutan that will be able to keep up with the world, but take along the history and learn from it. And to be honest, what I dream of Bhutan, His Majesty has already started building. So I want to help by becoming a scientist, a neuroscientist, because Bhutan can't just grow physically, it has to grow mentally as well to be a working modern country. And that is how I see myself returning home and serving my country.
I am Gyaltsup Itsoe Shitsogel, and I'm currently undergoing Gyaltsup training at Kaesong Academy, Gyalpaching. So what is one thing that I'll never forget from this experience is the importance of teamwork. When I first came to the academy, I was issued my items and my uniforms and was taken to my barrack. I met with all the other girls and they were very shy and timid. During the first week, we would barely talk to each other. All of us would form small groups and would barely socialize. So one day we were asked to gather in 30 seconds and a few girls were late, so I thought they would get punished. But our instructors told all of us to squat and start frog jumps. And I was very surprised and annoyed at first on why we were getting punished because of an individual. And that's when our instructor said the quote, "All for one, one for all," which basically means that if all of us pass but a single person fails, it proves that all of us are failing. So at first, it was very difficult for us to get along and communicate and work as a team. But with the competitions against different companies, all the girls in my companies tried to work together and help each other out. With each competition, our bonds grew stronger and we were working together. And every time we won a competition, our team spirit would increase and we would build cohesion amongst one another. So all in all, I feel that after this training, I have learned how to work as a team and gain respect for others and build trust.
My name is Choni Samdup and I am currently undergoing Kaesong training at Kaesong Academy, Gyalpaching. In the kind of Bhutan I dream of building, I want to be a Kaesong that everyone can look up to as a role model. Someone who has integrity, resilience, and all the other qualities that are required to be a constructive and contributory citizen of our nation. In a sense, that, I feel, is what Kaesong aspires in the long run.
On the 117th National Day, as the Kaesongs prepared to march in unison before the nation, His Majesty shared a deeply personal conviction that they inspire and reaffirm the faith that Bhutan's future will be bright.
We share a dream together, a dream of a bright future, where we take our legacy into the 21st century. We have much to look forward to. Mawumidus. Te tari ju dudalu, ngache misisulu.
nga kachibe ngeram nga kachibe loteu nga kachibe semgo nga kachibe lata genbeu nga chelu kagilabadi migi tomta se nga chelu tengesa nga je gelsubsu nanan sachi tango gal
I am Gyalsup Reshnika Rai, currently undergoing training in Pematang Gyalsung Academy. I am working in a hotel at Paru as front office associate. If I share my experience as a Gyalsup, it has helped me in many ways. It built my stamina, made me more health conscious. While undergoing Gyalsup training, I came to know my limits and how I can overcome it. For instance, before coming to Gyalsung, I used to give up easily, but now I can handle those challenges with perseverance. Before coming to Gyalsung, I could barely even walk a few miles, but I really tried harder and gave my best, and now I could proudly say that I have completed 5 km in 27 minutes, 2.4 km in 11 minutes, and 10 km in 42 minutes, which is really a very huge achievement for me. Through Gyalsung, I came to discover my physical, emotional, and mental resilience and grit. And lastly, I'm very thankful to His Majesty for this life-changing experience.
Hello, my name is Cheryl Pazendolker. I came from Perth, Australia. I've lived there for 6 years. I recently graduated from Balcota Senior High School and I got accepted in UWA for a biomedical science degree. And for me, serving the nation was a very much undiscovered phrase for me. While living in Australia for about 6 years, I noticed that a person would put in years of service for just few extra cents and no recognition whatsoever. Upon coming back, I felt that His Majesty and the government shows their gratification and appreciation to every individual who gives their year's worth of time to help Bhutan take a step forward into the modern world. So to me, the phrase serving the nation means serving Tawasum and further helping Bhutan grow to become a more self-sustaining country. And I can contribute to that by finishing my medical degree first and then coming back here and helping as much people as I can in the medical field. Thank you.
I give the recipe. And there are many cooks that make magic happen. So today is all about expressing gratitude to our armed forces, which are Takasungi Mami Susa, who've been in service for a long time, never faltered nor failed, deep sense of devotion, courage, and they've done everything that they've been instructed to do. And we'll continue to rely on them to make national service hugely successful. And then we have our national service core team. And then we have all the ministries, departments, civil servants. We have an enormous amount of goodwill and support. But I think the greatest gratitude must go to our people and furthermore must go to your parents. Chege apada ai. Gelsung gutsugube so the kaaregi labthemujave kariche. Ani gebigi chala the kadiben ngachera maungpa dindi zoni gi tundeleme. Ngache alu pususulu name same pen bombe tong. Ngache misilu pen tong. ngachi gyakhap lu phendu ta ani zum di gutsu rera renchi kari ches ta maradi samgi machabi gi hin dambi kelera chegi apada ailu kari ga so bomil an enormous amount of gratitude to your parents for having faith in us for supporting this undertaking and for sending you here
my name is Gelsup Bumachin Ishidoji and I studied in Australia Kunung Secondary College. I'm a recent grade 12 graduate. I actually graduated last year. So before joining Gelsum, I honestly think that I was mentally weak because I would spend my days endlessly scrolling through social media like Instagram, TikTok, and sometimes even bunk school due to social anxiety. Initially, when I found out about the Gelsum program, I was scared and nervous to join a program that I didn't fully grasp the idea of. I didn't fully understand it. I thought it would take away my freedom. I was scared to meet new people in an environment that I wasn't quite familiar with. But it's been 2 months and a half now, so as my Gelsum journey is coming to an end, like I'm quite glad like that I've taken the first step. The Gelsum program not only pushed my mental, but it pushed my physical limits as well. And slowly but surely, I began to grow. The Gelsum program helped me find a new connection with the country and the people. And I'll also say that Gelsum has made me more confident, mature, and disciplined. Because in Australia, even during school days, I used to wake up around 12 p.m. But in Gelsum, we have to wake up around 4 to 4:30. So whatever challenges that come forward in life, I'm more than ready to face it. The National Service made me realize that the mind is everything, because if you believe that you can do it, then you really can do it. It's also exemplified by the quote that what you believe, you can achieve.
My name is Gelsop Gildalpalin, and I have been undergoing my training in Gelsung Academy Gelpujing, and those values and skills that I've learned under the past few months are rope and knots, basic first aid, and basic military training. And there's some even more like chain of command, leadership. But mainly I like to focus on discipline, and discipline, mind on period, time management, and integrity. And so I'm going to talk about discipline. Discipline, like, it's a very simple word, but it's very hard to acquire because normal people, they don't like usually make a habit or routine on a daily basis throughout their life. Like, people tend to think motivation and discipline are the same thing, but which is not, because motivation just lasts for like 2 to 3 or maybe even days, but discipline is throughout your life. And it also, and second, we got mind on period. And that, like, our commandment always talks about how us Gelsum should keep our mind on period, because whatever we do, we need to focus on everything so we don't get distracted. And then I have time management. In the army, it's very hard to keep track of time because we gotta wake up early, we gotta do our drills, and we don't get enough rest. So it was very hard for me at first because I was not used to the timing of our Gelsum Academy training. And pretty much it was hard, but I learned how to manage my time.
For example, I'm Gelsum Karman Sharad Doji from Battalion 1, Company 1. And today I'm here to thank every lecturer who had provided us with unique education regarding leadership equities. Before Gelsum, I was living a normal life without any routines and just doing nothing. My family would always tell me to do something to be productive, but I would always neglect them and do my own things and play video games. Then I got the opportunity to join Gelsum. And after I joined it, the atmosphere and my behavior also changed. I got many opportunities here in Gelsum and also made my routines productive. My introverted personality had vanished after I joined Gyeongsung, as I made many new friends. And the instructors and officers had also guided me throughout the training without any rest, and I am also grateful for that. I would urge every younger generation to join Gyeongsung, as it helps structure one's behavior. At first, I thought Gyeongsung was like an ordinary high school where we just run, where we sweat, where I would feel bored. But I was wrong, as it helped me become a disciplined and a productive person. I'm really sad that we only got 3 months of training, but I'm grateful that my younger sister, who is in grade 6, will get the opportunity to attend 9 months of training. I can't emphasize enough how grateful I am to His Majesty the King for introducing a great project. So I would like to urge every younger generation, and I would like to request every parents to send your children to the Gyeongsup, as it is very effective and productive, and it isn't a waste of time, and your child will definitely be a disciplined person in the future.
We're going to do everything to invest in you, sir. Our boys and girls. Ka cheshu cheshu re cheme. Che tadi beni. Che gi jabzuni. Che lu kokapchini. Machine ha kouzon. Tunchun. Che re chubachin. Lam dezandibe donga migi tombe hisangsebe zojungsa.
My name is Gyeongsup Jigjup Dajin Doji, a recent high school graduate from Ogun Academy. Undergoing the Gyeongsup training has changed my character in many ways. Firstly, I'm more disciplined than ever, and I feel like there is more focus in what I want to do. It made me more resilient, not only physically but also mentally. And I feel like I'm prepared in life to face any challenges going forward. To sum it all, it is the journey for the young mind and old soul which makes us rooted deeply and make us grow into beautiful soul, not only nationally, but also globally. The highest form of patriotism is not in the words, but in the selfless service to the nation.
Hi, my name is Cheung Wangil. I'm currently undergoing Gyeongsung training at Jeomsuling Academy at Samji. I've taken a semester off to undergo the Gyeongsung training. How I think Gyeongsung is shaping us into a better citizen is by giving us the opportunity to change. We get to train ourselves that we normally have to pay for, and Gyeongsung is not only making us physically fit but also strengthening us mentally. It's making us more disciplined, and at the same time, I feel that Gyeongsung is a great blessing because it limits access of drugs and other substances, which is very important for young people our age. So overall, I think that Gyeongsung is shaping the youth and the nation in the most transformative sense.
Kuzampo, I am Gyeongsup Tenzin Buti from Gyeongsup Academy Pematang, and I'm actually a second year undergrad student studying in Japan, and I took a semester break to come for Gyeongsung. So I actually heard about Gyeongsung when I was in my middle school, and I was very excited to hear that I would be one of the first batch of Gyeongsung program. But due to the pandemic, the infrastructure development of Gyeongsung got delayed, and so did my chance to participate. But when I heard the Gyeongsung commencement last year, my inner excitement reignited, and I started making plans of how I could join Gyeongsung. So I had to cancel my student visa and convince my parents to let me do this. And they also fully supported me, since Gyeongsung was only for 3 months and they were just focusing on basic military training. I expected it to be more of physical activities and less of building characters. But after reaching here, not only am I becoming physically fit, but I'm also feeling the growth as a person. through activities such as rafting, firing, jungle survival, river crossing and rescue operations, we are overcoming our fears, and we are taught that courage is not the absence of fear, rather it is the will to continue with fear. Values such as trust, respect, clarity, courage, cohesion, humility, confidence, discipline, and capability are also taught here, and it's far more than the things that I expected to learn. Through Gyeongsung, I got to meet people from different regions and backgrounds, people with situations and circumstances that I was not aware of. Listening to them, their stories about their villages, it's just like traveling around without actually moving there. As a Bhutanese, I feel privileged for such an opportunity. And as a Gyeongsup, I plan to become a productive individual capable to be the future of Bhutan. Gyeongsung taught me my potential and what I am capable of. And for all the aspiring Gyeongsups, I would like to tell you to be excited for what's coming and to do your best to become your best.
Gyeongsung life teaches adaptability in many forms, from tackling tough trails in the rain or sun to facing the unexpected, like opening a drawer one morning to be greeted by stenchy socks. As Gyeongsup Lodro Leuze shares, it's all part of learning to adjust, endure, and keep moving forward.
Gyeongsung has also helped me appreciate the values and discipline my parents have instilled in me since they come from a military background. But also Gyeongsung has also made me understand and appreciate the cleanliness I have at home, battling through stinky socks and stenches I go through every day, to also facing a new adventure as I open the bathroom door, not knowing what to expect. But anyways, from jokes aside, because Gyeongsung has made me realize that boundaries can be pushed and people can also change for the good.
The National Service has been designed to foster discipline, nurture leadership, deepen loyalty, enhance unity, and promote service. While interacting with the cadets, it was clear that the 3 months provided an experience beyond basic military training. For them, it was a journey of self-discovery, in addition to forging deeper bonds with peers from different geographic, linguistic, social, and economic backgrounds. For those youth living abroad, Gyeongsung training provided an opportunity to reflect and reconnect with their roots, appreciate what it means to be a Bhutanese, and truly understand nationhood and service to the Sawasum. I was filled with a renewed sense of hope for the future of Bhutan. I'm sure you will all share similar sentiments listening to their voices and reflections. As Bhutanese, we owe deep gratitude to His Majesty the King, the Royal Bhutan Armed Forces, the Royal Government, and the parents of the cadets for helping shape the future of our nation, one Gyeongsup at a time. Till the next episode, goodbye and Tashi Dalela.
Now, we begin a new chapter, sir. A journey that is not going to be easy. It's going to require a lot of patience. At times we might have to delay gratification. We're going to show a lot of resolve. There are bound to be setbacks, maybe a few failures. But we have to show grit, determination. We have to show discipline. And we must never lose focus. Natural Gakup ki Mongpati Madu Bera Zoro Zosul Chedanga Chibe Laptub Dibera Chikabe Natchi Gakup di Zamling Naboachin Kichi Minchi Rogi Taka Chup Mase Natchira Gakup di Duname Matomgi the Dugi Gakup di Zamlingi no Pual Hape Zonigi Ladi Gutsubisa.
Show.